Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's getting to be that time of year again when we celebrate with the State Ballet of Rhode Island. Anna Fox is here. Welcome back, Anna.
Hello.
Nice to have you with us and be celebrating this time of year with a long-standing tradition of the Rhode Island, State Ballet of Rhode Island doing its seasonal or festive holiday presentation, Coppelia.
Yes, we're so looking forward to this. You know, we've been enjoying having Coppelia the weekend after Thanksgiving. So this year, it is going to fall, our Coppelia falls on December 6th and 7th.
All right. It's coming up not too distant future. And this is a very special year because I'm holding your little advertisement here. It says Diamond Jubilee Anniversary Season.
Yeah, I can't believe it myself, you know, because I was here for the first season
No, you were only one.
Yeah, okay. And yes, this is amazing for all of us that our Rhode Island Civic Ballet Company is celebrating 60 years with its founding prima ballerina, Hertzie Marsden, which is my mom, as And so this is very special to her as well. You know, it's been an honor to work with her all these years. For the first 15 years of State Ballet, my father was the artistic director, and then my mother took over from 1975 to the present. But we've all been together with State Ballet for, I just can't believe it, 60 years.
60 years. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
I think that's it.
So tell us about the reason for this particular tradition to go back to this same ballet over again.
Well, you know, it's nice to do something different than maybe, say, for instance, a Nutcracker.
Right.
Or, you know, performances like that are wonderful. What's the other one? A Christmas Carol.
Sure.
And we've always wanted to be unique, different, and such, but maintaining classical ballet in the state. In the state, keep it living, keep it fresh. And so the Ballet Coppelia, which was actually born almost 150 years ago in Paris, that was created at the time where the war, they had a war, and the people needed something that make them more cheery.
Right, something to take their mind off of what their daily troubles were.
Yes, and so they did Coppelia, which is a comedy ballet. And there's a lot of ethnic folk dance in it. There's a mazurka, there's a chardash. And so, especially this year, actually, we're trying to put in a little more of that ethnicity to it. And I can't believe I said that word right.
Did I say that right? You did it perfectly. I'm going to write that down.
Thank you. And so we're really enjoying this season so much.
Now, we say that, you know, you're doing the same, but it's always just a little bit different, right? And it changes with people involved, and it changes over the years with even costuming has changed. And
yes, I'm glad you said that. We've been doing some very different designs with our costumes. We also have changed our choreography quite a bit. It is the same beautiful Delibes music, of course. It's Hertzie Marsden's choreography, and she allows me to do a little reconstruction with the ethnic folk dance that, you know, is really my heritage because I was born in Croatia, split Croatia, where there's a lot of Slavic dancing and such. And so this year being the 60th performing season, it is a reality finally a reality, I should say, because we've been looking forward to this for the last, you know, I guess we started talking about it when it was our 50th,
sure.
Saying, hey, can you imagine if we ever get to our 60th? And here it is.
And now it's going to be, can you imagine if we ever get to the 70th, you know? So there you
go.
Oh,
dear.
Let's not go there right now.
Okay.
Let's get to a piece of music, and I think this first piece we're going to listen to is the very opening, correct, of the program.
Yes, it starts with the daybreak. It's morning. Dr. Coppelius is a toy maker in his home, and he opens his shutters, and he's looking at a beautiful sun coming up, and Swanhilda, her friends are coming to her home, and they all want to go picking the grapes for the season and make that delicious wine, of course.
All right, yeah. All right, let's listen to that, and it's a pretty lengthy piece, so we'll listen to that, and then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the State Ballet of Rhode Island.
Thank you. Thank you.
the State Ballet of Rhode Island celebrating their 60th anniversary. Anna Fox is here. We've been talking and reminiscing a little bit about how amazing it is that this event is actually coming to be. And I want to give some details on it, if that's okay with you.
Oh, please.
To make sure people know how to get tickets and so forth. We've already mentioned it's going to be at the Park Theater, and that's in beautiful downtown Cranston, Rhode Island, right there on Park Avenue, a very familiar place to a lot of people, right across from Cranston City Hall. And it's going to be Friday, December 6th, and then Saturday, December 7th, and we'll go over what's going to happen during that time period in a moment. But if you'd like tickets, you can go to the Park Theater box office by going to parktheaterri.com, or you can call the box office at 401-467-7275. Now, this is a complete weekend event, right? There's more than just two performances. There's other stuff happening.
Yes. I do want to mention that we also have free parking.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Which is a benefit to going to the Park Theater. Mm-hmm. But yes, on Friday morning, December 6th, we have a 10 a.m. performance, and we open that up to the public completely. It's a pay-what-you-can event. We have some wonderful sponsors, the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, the Rhode Island PBS, the Gloria Gemma Resource Foundation, Twin River Casino, Asia Grill, and Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses.
Wow,
they're one of our sponsors.
Great. That's great.
And that allows people who have not been able to get into the theater for whatever reason, come to the theater, enjoy a performance, make a donation at the door. So we do have schools, school groups can come. Mm-hmm. They pull right up to the door and all those kids come marching out. We have seniors that love coming together.
Sure.
So and that's very easy for them too, because it is handicap accessible if they need that.
Right. It's also a busy time of year and people might not be available on Friday night or Saturday. So this is an opportunity to go in the morning.
Yes. And it's just, it's one of our best performances because people are so excited to be there. It's everyone's, you know, it's morning, you know.
And it's opening night.
And then there's opening night, yes.
Yeah.
So we do two shows in one day. But that's what you do.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. So that's at 10 a.m., and that's a pay for whatever you can. And obviously, if you can help out, it takes a village. So the more you can pay, the better. And then Friday night, 7:30, is that the time on Friday night? And that's the official opening night, right?
Yes, and opening that night, of course, is also our 60th commemorative souvenir book. This book is, actually, this book is killing me right now because I need to make sure I have everything that I feel really needs to be in it.
Right.
It's in complete color. It's a large book instead of our regular size. This book is, I think it's 8.5 by 11.
Also, the big size, not a standard playbill type.
Yes, and it's like 52 pages.
Wow.
We're trying to add a little something in there from each and every year. And a lot of photos from the 60s to 2000. Not there in 2020, but during our season we have taken pictures that we want to include everything. One special thing I have to tell everyone about is that, first of all, if anyone knew my mother as prima ballerina, which she is, and a choreographer, she also made all her own costumes.
Yeah, that was amazing. You talked about that last year. I couldn't get over that.
And she even made some for me. And so what we also have in this book are beautiful soloist and principal dancers. These women will be wearing her costumes in this photo book. So people can see, there might be a picture of my mother in one of the costumes in black and white. Mm-hmm. And then we're able to show our dancer in that same costume in color. And it's just, you know, we've all devoted our life to this, and this is just another dimension to the ballet world. It's not just about dancing. It's about creating from creating ballets, creating costumes, sewing them, the lighting design. There's so much in the ballet world that everyone can enjoy and appreciate when they see a performance.
Right. It is an amazing thing. And as I said, it takes a village, lots of people doing lots of work, things that you don't see a lot that, you know, goes on behind the scenes, but it's a beehive of activity back there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get back to the music a little bit and the story. This is going to be picking up in Act 2 now. We listened to some music from Act 1. In Act 2, you tell me this is where the dolls get wound up.
Oh, yes. Well, Act 2 is, many times it's everyone's favorite act, because when the curtain comes up, they see all these life-size statues on the stage. Assuming these are dolls, there are all kinds of dolls, from a Spanish doll to Scottish. There's even a pirate doll and a Persian doll, a jester, soldier, ballerina, peppermint, ice skater. There's all kinds of dolls. And so whether you're a child or an adult, you're looking at all these, which really are dancers, not moving a muscle for the entire act until they're actually wound up. And they're wound up by Swanhilda and her friends. And how they got in there, you'll have to see the show, how they got into this man's toy shop without his permission. And so it starts with this doll music that we're going to hear.
So picking up on Act 2 here, now I understand that the dolls all got wound up, but and you mentioned that they got into this toy shop kind of mysteriously. Why did they break in or get into the toy shop?
Well, your two leads in the performance are Swanhilda, who's the female, and Franz, who is her fiancé.
Okay.
They're to be married. But one morning when they saw this girl sitting in a window next door in the toy maker's window, she saw her fiance Franz flirting with her.
Kind of staring.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she got very jealous. And of course, in the first act, when they have an argument and they say the wedding is off, Swanhilda says the wedding is off. Swanhilda says to her friends, let's all go into that toy shop and meet that girl that Franz is so interested in. Mm-hmm. So that's what got them into the toy shop. Then while they're in the toy shop, they hear someone coming, and it's the toy maker. So they all run and hide except for Swanhilda. She runs into the room of the beautiful girl that was sitting in the window. I should add, the funny part of this is the girl in the window is a doll. And so Franz has fallen in love with a doll, which Swanhilda finds out, and she thinks, oh my gosh, I knew he was not an idiot. I don't want to use that word. but you know, he was just silly to have fallen in love with a doll. She can still marry him because falling in love with a doll is doing right. no harm whatsoever.
Right.
So Franz also wants to go into the toy shop. He does sneak in as well. Through a window. And while he's there, Dr. Coppelius, the toy maker, catches him and puts him under a spell. And he starts to drink this special delicious wine that he is drinking, Franz, I should say. And he's starting to get up and say, what does this doll do? And what does this doll do? Until finally, Franz gets so dizzy, he's doing a dance of drunkenness. He passes out, and now the toy maker wants to use some kind of mysterious magic of transforming the heart of Franz and throwing it into his doll, because he would like nothing more than his doll to come to life.
Thank you.
Okay, you've got me all excited now. We're taking the heart from one and putting it in the other, or making one come to life. Further explanation, and then let's get into this next piece of music.
Okay, so remember I told you that Swanhilda's friends ran out of the toy shop when Dr. Coppelius came in?
Right.
Swanhilda did not leave. She went into the room where the doll was in the window, and she took the costume off of the doll, and she puts it on herself and sits in the chair.
Aha.
She also finds out while she's sitting there that her fiancé Franz had come into the toy shop through
the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was paying attention.
And Dr. Coppelius caught him and gave him a sleeping potion. And now Swanhilda's like, I've got to save my Franz. We've got to get out of this toy shop. So she's making believe she's the doll when the toy maker goes over and he opens the door, brings her out, and he's trying to do his magic. Well, feisty Swanhilda, she makes believe she comes alive. Mm-hmm. And he thinks, I've made the daughter I've always wanted, you know?
And success.
Yes. And she starts to dance and dance, and it's beautiful. And then she says, well, what is that doll? And he says, that's no one. That's no one. She was pointing to Franz asleep on the table, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so then finally, she gets angry with him, and he tries to comfort her by giving her the rose from the Spanish doll. And she dances a Spanish dance. And then she's had enough of that, and then she picks up the Scottish doll's sash, and she dances the Scottish reel. So these next two pieces of music, I think everyone's going to love.
All right. Well, listen to both of those, then take a short break and be back with more. It's that wonderful time of year when the State Ballet of Rhode Island is back in again, and we're talking about its holiday performance. It's going to be on December 6th and 7th, Coppelia, at the Park Theater in Cranston. Park Theater is located on Park Avenue, 848 Park Avenue in Cranston, right across from City Hall, And one of the important things that we talked about, Anna, is that there's free parking.
Yes, and who doesn't like that?
Who doesn't like that? A lot better than some of those other theaters that are downtown. And so you have free parking, very conveniently located, and all the creature comforts. It's very comfortable at a park theater, not a bad seat in the house. And those times for performances, there's a special performance Friday at 10 a.m., and then the opening, at the official opening at 7:30 p.m. that night. Saturday, there's a 2 p.m., and then there's a special tea and so forth at 12:30 that you talked about. Mm-hmm. So all of that is information is available not only on the Park Theater website, which is parktheaterri.com, or you can call and ask them about information at 401-467-7275, but you also have your own website that all this information is available on, right?
Yes, and I would love for people to take a look at our website that has photos and videos and information about us. And the website is stateballet.com. And I also want to mention that we are Rhode Island's first established classical ballet company in residence. We are a civic regional ballet company and very unique, and I think the only one of its kind in Rhode Island.
And one of the things I asked you during the commercial break, people can go to your website and donate, right, should they seem so inspired to do so.
Yes, and when they donate, they're not just donating to ballet in general. They're donating to us being able to work with the community, from going to Barnes & Noble to educate children about dance, about other forms of art in the theater, mm-hmm. To performing for the Gloria Gemma Resource Foundation. We do community support there. We also will be performing with the Providence Singers in November. And we have a spring show. And I just want to also mention that on June 7th, 2020, we have our 60th gala celebration at the most beautiful Dunes Club in Narragansett to celebrate our 60 years.
Wow. Congratulations. That's all great work. And as we've said earlier, it takes a lot of people to make this all put together, and your contribution certainly will help. So go to the website and check that out and make a donation. And even better than that, attend the opportunity there on December 6th and 7th, and make sure that you support the State Ballet of Rhode Island. We're going to close it off with a couple more pieces of music. Now, tell us about where we are here before we get to the big finale.
Okay, I think we're at the point of, yes. So Swanhilda and Franz were able to escape the toy shop. And now they said to themselves, oh, we're getting married. Mm-hmm. We can still get married. So they have this wonderful wedding celebration in Act 3. And then there's a special dance that's presented to them, and it's called the prayer.
Okay.
Following the prayer, there's other special presentations. It's sort of like wedding gifts that they give mm-hmm. Swanhilda and Franz. And then there's a snowy wedding celebration at the very end.
The big finale.
Yes.
Anna, thank you so much for coming in today. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much.
And hope everything goes well, as I'm sure it will. Don't forget, Coppelia at the Park Theater, December 6th and 7th. Next time, we'll see you all right here on WCRI. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.